Apostle Fermi Lazarus is a man raised by God to demonstrate his wisdom and authority to the Last Day Church. He is the lead pastor of Sphere of Light Church, and God told him years ago that a time will come where my wisdom will be needed to navigate tough times in the body of Christ. Then I will cause your voice to be heard, and all who pay attention to my word on your lips will not lack light and direction. He is a man sent from God, sent to raise God's end time armies. With Apostle Fermi Lazarus, every minute counts as you listen attentively.
In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Let's give the Lord a big hand. Everyone, please be seated. Be seated. Now, the Lord asked me to preach on an amazing subject this morning. And I believe that the subject God has asked me to preach on is a prophetic word for Nigeria. I'll be speaking on the subject, "The Captivity Will Soon Be Over." I didn't hear your amen to that. Or we can personalize it by saying, "Our captivity will soon be over." Now let's turn our Bibles quickly to the book of Exodus, chapter number 3. Exodus chapter number 3. I start the reading from verse 1. Very interesting subject. Now Moses kept the flock of his father-in-law, the priest of Midian. And he led the flock to the backside of the desert and came to the mountain of God, even Horeb. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in the flame of fire out of the midst of the bush. And he looked, and behold, the bush burned with fire, and the bush was not consumed. And Moses said, "I will now turn aside and see this great sight, why the bush is not burnt." And the Lord said unto, and when the Lord saw that he turned aside to see, God called unto him out of the midst of the bush and said, "Moses, Moses." And he said, "Here I am." And he said, "Draw not nigh either. Put off thy shoes from off thy feet, for the place whereon thou standest is holy ground. Moreover, he said unto him, I am the God of thy father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob." And Moses hid his face, for he was afraid to look upon God. And the Lord said, "I have surely seen the affliction of my people, which they are in Egypt, and have heard their cry by reason of their taskmasters, for I know their sorrows." Verse 8. "And I am come down to deliver them out of the hand of the Egyptians, and to bring them up out of the land unto a good land, and a large, and unto a land flowing with milk and honey, unto a place of the Canaanite, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Perizzite, the Hivite, and the Jebusite. Now therefore behold, the cry of the children of Israel is come to me, and I have seen the oppression wherewith the Egyptians oppressed them." Now let's have a background. Is that okay? Let's get a background to this interesting story. The person God was speaking to was an 80-year-old man. It's very interesting. 80-year-old man who came to the awareness of his prophetic destiny while he was younger. Many of his colleagues had been killed about the time he was born. But God somehow orchestrated his journey, that he was brought up and nourished in the house of his of those that were supposed to kill him. And the very mother who should have been hiding him was now paid to take care of him. Divine orchestration. Okay? At 40, he began the process, and God was ready. But he made mistakes. He tried to do the things of God using the methods of man. Similar to the mistake Peter made. He killed the Egyptian that oppressed the people. The devil saw a loophole. Because of this mistake, I will make sure they stay longer here. Raised an alarm. They said, you want to kill us? He had to run. He was on the run for 40 years. From 40 to 80. An 80-year-old man that is keeping the sheep of his father-in-law, you call him a wasted man. You have no sermon about how to discover purpose for an 80-year-old man. But God was still there. Are you seeing that now? At 80. And then God came to him. He's always been going to Horeb. But when your season comes, an ordinary mountain becomes the mount of the Lord. And God showed up. And God said to him, Moses, we began a conversation 40 years ago. Are you still there? Go and tell Pharaoh. It's time. God said, I've seen their cry. I've seen their affliction. God sees tears, sir. I said, God sees tears. He does. And he's not interested in the tears of his children. He said, I want to wipe away their tears. And what's the response? You go. I perceive strongly that we cannot talk about freedom until the Moses have been brought back. Those who once had that passion till they thought they were wrong. Those who once had that vision till they thought the nation was irredeemable. Those who began to shift their stance and their faith began to die as new layers of oppression came. You know, people can have agitation and say, it's now! Then the devil multiplied. That was what he did in Egypt. He multiplied the affliction. When you begin to see multiplication of affliction, you know that the deliverance of Israel is around. Are you following what I'm saying here? Oh, just when someone was nursing the vision, let's pray for Nigeria. Let's intercede. Just around that time, something new happened. And you concluded, we must be wasting our time. A man who had gone back to keeping sheep doesn't look like a man who is seeing any sign of hope. The same way Peter went back to fishing. He had settled. You know, some of you used to have this burden. 24 days intercession for Nigeria. Prayer walk for Nigeria. Special worship meeting for Nigeria. But in the midst of it, it looks like the devil multiplies the burden again. Then the Moses drop their staffs. Say, I'm not sure it will be in my lifetime. But it will be. I have absolute, all right, conviction in my heart that this is the generation that will see the emergence of this nation. A generation came and prophesied it, that a time will come that this nation will be known for corruption and evil. Say, but another time will come that this nation will be known for righteousness. And when you look at the multiplied bondage, the complicated case, you only have one question. Can these bones live? I bet the reason why, if you are asked, can Nigeria have emerge? The possible reason why you may have a quick answer is because you don't know the depth of the problems of this nation. When you begin to hear some confidential matters, you ask, where am I? When you understand the depth of the things that have been swept under the carpet, you say, this is not redeemable. But this is the word of the Lord. Our captivity will soon be over. How soon is that soon? Very soon. How soon is that soon? Now, there is a generation, there was a generation that was also in bondage, but did not groan. But there was a generation came that began to groan. And as soon as you begin to hear Zion travailing, it's time to bring forth. The generation that feels the pain is the generation that will open the womb. You see, but I want to show you a few things hidden in this scripture. Well, some things that you have to pay attention to. The devil across scriptures has always tried to imitate what God is doing. Let me give you an instance. The Messiah couldn't come because the head was not ready. I'm going to explain that. Now, there's been prophecies about Jesus coming, prophecies about the Messiah that will be born, prophecies. But there has to be a specific time. In all the times that the prophecies were going out, when there's going to be a case of captivity, it will be one nation coming to carry another nation and then holding them captive in their own nation. They will empty this nation, bring them to their place, and then that's how they hold them captive. The way the Israelites moved from where they were, came to Egypt, a whole nation was in another nation held captive. In the case of Daniel, they took them, brought them. That was the system of the kingdom then. And they were not ready. Because if that is what God wants to duplicate, it will mean that for the kingdom to come, we will have to be taken to heaven. That's the only way for kingdom to be established. But what God was proposing in his heart was a system that it is not us to be taken to heaven for the will of God to be done. It is heaven coming to earth. And the kingdom or the system that mirrored that well was the Roman Empire. They were the ones that were not taking people from their place to their place. No, they will send their governor. And their governor there is the kingdom there. When that system was in place, the stage was ready for Jesus to come. Okay? But the devil now also duplicated his own. In the case of those in Egypt, they had to be in Egypt to need freedom. In the case of the Babylon, of the children of Hebrew children in Babylon, they had to be in Babylon to need freedom. In this case, you can be in captivity in your own nation. So the devil also imitated that. Such that in the case of Moses, the Israelites needed freedom from Egypt. In the case of Daniel, they needed freedom from Babylon. But now Nigerians can need freedom from Nigeria. He's found a way to also establish it Right where you are, in your own land, in your own place, you are still in captivity. But what is the response of God to this? Let's turn to the book of Obadiah, chapter number 1. Please. Obadiah, chapter number 1. I want to show you something, a word of prophecy, a profound word from the Lord. Do you believe God speaks? Are you sure? Or you are so discouraged, you have no hope about Nigeria? Obadiah, chapter number 1. Let's look at verse 21, and I want us to read this with a ray of hope, prophetically. Are you ready? Obadiah 1:21, 1, 2, 3, go. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord. 1, 2, 3, go. Again. So, when you are in captivity in your own land, where will the Savior come from? From that same land. God had to find Moses that was not amongst them to save them. In Babylon, he had to get Daniel, who was in the palace, to help them. In this case, he's getting one of us, many of us, and all of us. There is a level of grace coming upon your lives that you will grow so big and so great that you alone will be a breath of fresh air. But you see, the good news is when affliction becomes multiplied, it looks like it will never end. Have you been in a situation you ask yourself, will I ever be free? Will I ever stop being broke? You know, one time I asked God that question. Now, why is it? Why is it? Is it, am I cursed? I was telling God, let's talk. If there's a curse, I will start fasting now. Why can't I have 1,000 naira, at least minimum account balance? Why is that my account is just like a passage place that it comes then, goes into buying pepper, tomato, and all that. It's finished. It looks like if the money comes, it stays. And I'm not a reckless spender. It's just that it's not enough. Have you ever asked that question before? Or have you ever asked, God, will I ever be happy? Maybe you've had long period of tears. But the good news is, though weeping endures for the night, night will always end. It doesn't matter. Have you stayed awake one night, you try to sleep, you are just counting the ceiling? It happens when you didn't eat to bed. I've had nights of hunger. So I understand that those nights are longer. I remember the first time I fasted. First fasting in my life. Unfortunately, they prepared the rice early in the morning, put it inside cooler, gave everybody their own, I said, go and keep it. Then fast. This is torment. I sat down, removed the wall clock from the wall, put it on the table, sat in front of it, and looking at it, it looks like that day will never end. And when I thought, yes, this should be almost 12. I checked the time, 9:30. When things are bad, days look longer. In Nigeria now, 4 years look like 20. A lot can happen in a month. But that's for a season. They called Jesus and said to him, Lazarus, your friend, is dead. He said, if you had been here, you would have raised him. Jesus said to them, take me to where he's buried. And he stood there. And he said, roll away the stone. 4 days dead. Roll away the stone. He said, by now he's thinking. Have you looked at the case? You said this one is gone. He's thinking. He said, roll away the stone. And he stood there. And his presence alone began to reverse the process of decomposition. All the veins and arteries that have collapsed began to be reversed. He called him once, Lazarus, come forth. God does not need to call Nigeria twice. Once. And the Bible said, he that was dead came out, bounded, hands and legs. He said, loose him. Remove the sackcloth. See, listen, it doesn't matter how bad you think Nigeria is thinking. The captivity is will soon be over. See, by now, she stinks. Nigeria is thinking. There's no hope for this nation. Ah! Nigeria is once. Do what? Comfort. Is once. Ah. I can't go into matters, though. There are matters. So I was asking my wife, how did we move from 2014 era to the last one? And there were debates whether there's primary school certificate or not. And then now the debate is, what is your name? How? Who survives this? Do you understand the gist? I didn't say anything much. How did we move from just one minister in that era took what is enough to sponsor a state for how many years? One minister. One. Then we moved from there to what we had last. In killings, kidnappings everywhere. And we're saying whether we got to the point where we're saying, is it the one or another? Or body double? We want to understand. Which nation on earth has gone through this? I've not found. There are news say that who you have there is from so and so. How? Does it make sense to you? We began to wonder, who is here? And then we survived it. And then we are here. And now the question is, what's your real name? I don't know too. And then we are all looking. What is your... That is the simplest question a child will first learn. What is your name? I don't know too. But we are surviving. We don't know where we're going next. Maybe the next one is, are you a male or a female? Because it looks like it keeps getting bad. It looks like just when you think this is the end and this is the height, the devil shows you, I have more. But in the midst of that chaos, the army of God is being prepared. In the midst of that carnage and that destruction, in the midst of that shame, that reproach, that death, life will come breaking forth. And I see the grave of Nigeria is swelling. It's swelling and swelling and swelling. Because there's about to be a bursting forth. The tombstones will be rolled away. Those who have sat over the destiny of this nation have concluded that this is it. It is sealed. There's no hope for her. We will eat this nation. But no, it will restore the years that the locusts and the cankerworms have eaten. It will restore the years. Oh yes. Please be seated. In elementary chemistry, some of you did chemistry. It was a very subjective, physical and chemical change. Huh? Talk about physical change being the changes that can be reversed. They're not permanent changes. Chemical changes are irreversible. Talk about the change, for instance, of liquid to solid through freezing. It says reversible. Okay? But you look at things like burning of paper, conversion to ashes, it's irreversible. When you eat rice and your body absorbs it, it can't become a rice again. It's irreversible. But God said, I will restore the years. When time passes, it's irreversible. Now time is passed, then it is eaten. Double combination. But he said, I will bring it back. Let me say this to you. With our eyes, we'll see the prosperity of Nigeria. Yeah. We will be able to travel anywhere, north, east, west, and south. And there's no fear of kidnap. Yeah. We will be able to fly to any nation, and your green passport is not a crime. Yeah. So you're aware if you are flying to nations now, once you hold the green passport, they put you aside and double check you again. There was almost going to be a war. The plane, Nigeria's plane, was about to be shot down. Many of you didn't know that. In the midst of our problem, we're almost attacking another nation. How? We have enough wahala. But that's the hour of darkness. It ends. Yes, Jesus died. We know he died. But he was only there for 3 days. When you look at him in the first day, you say, are you not finished? Son of Jesse, son of David. Yeah, what do you call yourself? Second day, look at him. So dead. Nothing again. On the third day. I love that songwriter then say, came bursting forth out of the grave, he arose. Huh? The power of God, trapped in eternity, entered into the grave. Took him out. The angel of God rolled away the stone and sat on it. We didn't hide. We did it. We are not hiding. We did it. We didn't do this to hide. He sat on the tombstone and crossed the leg. I'm seeing God's angel rolling away the tombstone of Nigeria. Yeah. Now, listen. In the days of the adversity of Israel, our sons goes out to buy food, but they will return. In the same manner you have seen people leave this country for greener pastures, they will come back. Fig tree is going to begin to gather the leaves again. And the Bible says, when you see the figs gathering the leaves, know that the harvest is near. Okay? There's going to be a change. There will be bread. There will be oil. Yes, sir. There will be water. Yes, sir. There will be milk. Yes, sir. There will be honey. Sons and daughters will return. Our universities will work. Amen. 4 years course won't become 6-7 years. Amen. Or 4+X. Schools will work. There will be no more strike. It will happen. It will happen through you. I said it will happen through you. It will happen through you. Now let me say this before I begin to tie this up. Let the Moses not give up. You are prophesied and it looks like you are wrong. Prophesy again. You rose and received the vision. It felt like you were wrong. Receive it again. Don't throw in the towel. Stop. Let the Moses over this nation not give up. God is not done with Nigeria. Nigeria is the arrowhead of the move of God as we speak. Who will leave such nation to be free? Look at the caliber of graces emerging from Nigeria. Look at the kind of things happening. If you were the devil, will you allow Nigeria to go free? So the devil is only doing what he should do. But there's an expiry date. There's an expiry date. The captivity will soon be over. There's an expiry date. Everything that has beginning has an end. Soon, votes will count. And elections will not look like war. Nigeria is one of the few countries where there is declaration of peace before election. You only do that when there's war. And you wonder. And when you hear the news, it looks like things keep getting bad. One time, somebody used about $4 billion to clear grass. Another time, snake swallowed another about $6 billion. And that time, monkey, we didn't know they are side building, they also carted away about some $7 billion. And you hear the kind of news that you don't hear anywhere else. One time they were in a Senate meeting asking someone, give account of how you spend the money, then he fainted. Then after waking up from the fainting, we didn't see the account. Somebody else didn't know anything about medicine, about resuscitation, just began to
What do you know? And you see, when the hours of darkness comes, it comes with sons of darkness. But their era has been foretold. It has an end. And now is the end. See, we must understand. I was listening to Dr. Mensah Otabil talk. And he shared insight, very profound insight, with the story of Jeremiah. When Jeremiah was in prison, I was about to be. All right, there was an invasion. And then God told him that one of your cousins will come. And he will tell you to buy land. Buy the land. Now the guy saw that they were invading their country. He now went to meet Jeremiah. Now, they were taking their land. He now said, I want to sell you the land. He thought he was being smart. But God said, buy the land. Why should I buy a land that they are taking from us? God said, buy it. If you are buying it, it means you will return. God is wise. Let me use this medium to urge God's children. Have investment at home. Nigeria will work. Yes. We are not standing and saying Nigeria should break. Nigeria will work. Yes, Lazarus didn't wake up a different leg, different. He woke up a full man. Nigeria will work. Lift your hands. Again, release words of prophecies over this nation. Nigeria belongs to God. Nigeria belongs to God. I want you to raise me this sound. I want you to play that sound for me. Soon the war will be over by Pan and Percy Paul. I want us to switch. I'll tie this up with Ezekiel now. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost, everyone. Pray in the Holy Ghost, everyone. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Please be interested in the case of Nigeria. Let the sons of God not retire from intercession. Be inspired and motivated again. Be motivated again. Be motivated again. Be motivated again. Be motivated again. Soon the war will be over. Yes. Pray the Holy Ghost, everyone. Shakata balakata. Oh, yes.
But we'll see who gets the reward when the lost glory we shall find.
Be concerning Nigeria, Lord.
See them gathering horses. Oh, yes. And weapons of war.
Oh, yes.
They're sitting around tables in the dark, setting strategies on the mark. But soon the war will be over.
Soon the war will be over.
And soon the loser will suffer.
Soon the loser will suffer.
Those who fight on their knees have got victory in the spirit. But those who fight on horses will see death when all they
Well, listen to me now. The truth is very simple. You ought to win all.
Don't relent in pain. Don't relent.
But when you see the blind, the leper, and the cripple, that's the strength of their army. Tell me.
How can they fight when they cannot see? Their hearts are filled with fear. Their only weapon is the sword, but we have the power of the word.
And soon the war will be over.
Soon the war will be over.
And soon the loser will suffer.
Suffer.
Those
Christ on their knees have got victory in the spirit. But those who fight on horses will see death when all they have is defeat. Let God arise. And let all his enemies be scattered. Let them flee before him like chaff before the wind. And let them melt like wax before the fire. But let the heirs of salvation shout the shout of victory. And let us all rejoice, because the Lord God Almighty, he has given us the land. Now let us go and possess our possessions. Yeah. We'll see death when all they have is defeat.
Amen. Now, let me share a story with you. One time, the orphanage home where I lead the children, after one of the anointing services, Lord spoke to me. He warned them. So you can't be blessing these children and they are cursing them. So I warned them. These children belongs to God. They may be fatherless and motherless on the earth, but they are God's children. Nobody curses God's children. Stop. Don't curse them again. I forbid anyone from cursing. I went there about a week after I gave them the instruction. One of the women working there, who has a seat, she said, no. I didn't see her. I said, where is she? She said she died. Somebody called me inside. She said she was cursing the children. She died while seated. There. She died on her seat there. I'm not threatening you, but stop speaking evil about Nigeria. Let the Moses go back. God is not done. God has too much investment in this nation than to seed it out. When you hit rock bottom, there's nowhere else to go than up. I've hit rock bottom. There's nowhere else to go. Can it be more bad? Let me show you a scripture as I round this up. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1. The hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of bones. Yes. And caused me to pass by them round about, and behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. It's easy, or might be easy, to raise one person from the dead. I've seen that happen a number of times. But how do you raise an entire army from the dead? Have you thought about it? This was a whole nation. Verse 2 says, it caused me to walk past them, and behold, they were very many and very dry in the open valley. Many of these, all these statements used to describe their condition mean something. Open valley means that a vulture might have carried one part of the bone. They open. Valley, nobody can spot them, so help is not coming. verse 3. He said, and the Lord said to me, Son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, Oh Lord, thou knowest. And God is asking you again, can Nigeria be free? Do you know how bad it is? You didn't answer that well affirmatively. Can Nigeria be free?
Yes, sir.
Can this nation become a world power?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Can this nation lead other nations?
Yes, sir.
Let's make it a bit graphical. Can Nigeria host World Cup?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey.
Let's think about that again. Because just a few days ago, Nations Cup was taken away from joint hosting of Nigeria and Benin and taken to maybe Uganda or something like that. The giant of Africa. Can Nigeria rise again? Now you ask, giant of Africa, how come you can't host it alone? Can Nigeria host World Cup? Can Nigeria win World Cup?
Yes, sir!
Do you know that when France won the World Cup before Argentina took it last time, African nations began to speak that France won the World Cup with Africans. And France responded, these are not Africans. These are our citizens. Said if they were in Africa, the money for their upkeep would have been stolen and they would not have been able to become what they are now. So this is the money of France, the welfare of France. This is France World Cup. 95% of the players are Africans. The guy topping the Serie A division is a Nigerian. We have all of them in different places, from Bukayo, all of them. Top guys. But they can't come back home. They will return. So now it's not just the gold of Africa that has been stolen. We have entered phase two. The sons of Africa. The treasured possession of Africa are equipped into, they are shipped into other places. And it's still neo-colonialism. Because averagely, if you are a nurse as a Nigerian in UK, let's say you earn, that's a couple of pounds. House rent and tax. Takes a chunk. So you just feel people who are there are stingy. You need to know. And they use the labor of those ones to take care of their own citizens. And there are policies. You almost see the highest you can be except by the hand of God is middle class. What is that? Slave trade in a glorified version. Slave trade. But never again. The sons of Africa will return back to their soil. They will till their own land and they will eat their own food. Go to Maiduguri, go to Borno, go to Adamawa, go to all those Jigawa. You will see that most of the powerful hotels, some of them have been booked for 5 years. Who are those? How do you book an hotel for 5 years? Because those who are coming to mine know that we'll still be here for the next 5 years. You almost can't get a good place. I can't tell you stuff. I have, by the grace of God, spiritual sons who are in the battlefront. Sometimes when I get update, my day is shut down. I'm supposed to pray for us, this. Oh my God. Sometimes you are in a conversation, start hearing gunshot, phone off, you can't reach for another 2 weeks. Dead or alive, oh Lord. Oh boy, let me not go into matters. So God began to tell him, prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. How will Nigeria live? Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. How will Nigeria live? Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. How will we be free? Prophesy, prophesy, prophesy. Keep speaking, even when you look like a fool.
Jeremiah spoke for decades, but he didn't see the liberation of Israel. It was that young teenager, Daniel, who heard him, that said, now I perceive that the 70 years of slavery prophesied by Jeremiah is now come to an end. We heard Paez Jelting says the nation will be known for what it is known for now. We also heard him say things will change. Having faced what we have faced, things have to change. Because the word of the Lord cannot be broken. Now let me jump a bit. That same Ezekiel 37. Let's go to verse 9. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and beat upon the slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and the breath came into them, and they lived. It was dry bones before, now they are alive. Look at it. And stood up upon their feet an exceeding great army. And he said to me, son of man, these bones are the whole house of Israel. Behold, they say, our bones are dried and our hope is lost. And we are cut off for our part. Does that look like what we are saying now? Therefore, prophesy and say unto them, thus says the Lord God, behold, O my people. Say, behold, O Nigeria. I will open your graves and cause you to come up out of your graves and bring you to the land of Nigeria again. That's the word of the Lord. And you shall know that I'm the Lord when I open your graves, O my people, and bring you up out of your graves. And I shall put my spirit within you, and you shall live. Nigeria will live. Nigeria might have been bonded with sackcloth from head to toe, but Nigeria will live. Nigeria will live. Nigeria will live. Nigeria will live. I saw very, very painful news of an amazing lady. I've not spoken with her before, but we do have a common friend who has hosted us ever. She told us about her. She came for their wedding in Abuja. And entered a cab in Abuja. They robbed her and stabbed her and dropped her by the side of the road. Took her to the hospital. They said they can't treat her without police report. And she bled to death 30 minutes later. Within the space of the time they brought her, they brought two others, the same thing. And the three of them bled to death. The same hospital. And you look at this news all around the nation and you ask, is there hope for Nigeria? Ah, the strength of Israel will not lie. I've declared, and I want you to watch out in the news. And the word has been sent across the nation. I'm not asking for mercy, I'm asking for judgment. Every one chance operatives. Anywhere in this nation, listen, every blessed day from today that the world has gone for, they will be apprehended. These words won't fall to the ground. I went to a minister on the campus. They said they're sorry that it's going to be a tough one. The cultists said, I won't be able to preach. Who? Won't be able to preach. Where? I'm coming there to preach. They blah, blah, blah. Went there to preach. Release the word of judgment to every cult group. From the moment I stepped my feet away from that campus, they were killing themselves for under 2 weeks. Something. And that's how cultism on that campus went down. It will not survive this season. Amen. So the sword of God's judgment is released already. Every one chance vehicle, they will be apprehended. Amen. They will misbehave and be apprehended. Amen. In the name of Jesus.
These words won't fall to the ground. Now listen.
The message you just listened to is sponsored by the friends and partners of Femi Lazarus Apostolic Ministries Ecumenical, Flame. To partner with Flame, kindly make use of these account details. 22150052 89 UBA.